So, Ollie, a victory, but perhaps not the performance that you were after.
Yeah, we'll look back when we come in Tuesday, and yeah, it will be a W that we wanted, and you know, we're glad we got the try bonus. But performance-wise, again, it's nowhere near what we expected. We showed far more than we did last week against Fylde, and you know, there was really opportunity to cut loose. I mean, I was disappointed to concede 4 tries against them. But attacking wise, we're really good. We test ourselves, and we know when we test ourselves, we're testing the opposition, and that's what we've been saying through the week, and we've got to keep doing that. Like I said, it's a win. It's our first win of the season. It's my first win as head coach, so I'm happy with, and a good confidence boost for us.
And the players that you brought in, you kept some of the players from last season. Tom Cheeseman,
yep.
I thought was very solid today, and Ian Kench, of course, leading from the front, I thought today.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we had to make adjustments to our squad with the change in budget coming down from the Championship. That was going to happen. That's natural. But I feel very lucky, and it's a credit to the lads that have stayed around. You know, the Kenches and the Cheesemans could easily have moved on, but they believe in what this club's about. And with me coming in, that they feel that, you know, I like to think they feel they have a coach that can take them on and take this club forward. And you know, it's a credit to those guys. And we've added some good players to that group, and you know, we still have issues if there's injuries. But I've always said, you know, in interviews in the past, you know, we've got 25 players that are probably far stronger than our 25 we had last year, which is a good thing. But you know, it's a good start. You know, we've still got a long way to come from our group. It's like you said, it is important we have those leaders that know the club, and they bring the new guys. It's their first few weeks of the club up to the standards that Easter expect.
And does Ollie Smith have a vision for how he wants his team to play this year?
I do, but ultimately it's whatever one wins. It's difficult because, you know, we work a lot on our basic core skills, because you know, in rugby, you know, you have your scrums and your lineouts. We're doing pretty well in them. Scrums particularly well today. Lineouts went a bit astray. But then obviously from scrums you get into phase play, and we've worked a lot on our ball presentation, our rucking, looking after the ball, you know, isolating defenders so we hopefully create advantages, and that is all part of our game plan. And you know, if you don't get those bits right, it's pointless saying, oh, we want to play and get through 10, 15 phases, because you're never going to get there.
Yep.
You know, so yeah, we have a few sayings in our changing room about trying to play with tempo and being confrontational. Yeah, there, I think every team probably says them, but we try and really stick to them. I almost want our attack, you know, so easy today, the weather was good, to be almost relentless. I want Blackheath to come off the pitch again. What the hell hit us today? How the hell do you stop that? And at times we showed it, because you know, we ran a ball out, balls out from our own, you know, 5 metre line, and ended up nearly scoring at the end.